Yeah, but Alaska's very attractive. That could be anybody from, you can have anybody in the world could come up here and get a business license and represent anybody else.
Sure, so let's go out and put a cap on it. It's over $100,000.
$100,000?
How does this affect a small businessman, small contractors in the state?
It's probably a help for the small guys getting started out and startup costs, that sort of thing. I would imagine.
Guys that can't get bonding.
Can't get bonding anyway for, you know, a large project they have, but it's not really getting started to get the bonding.
Any other further questions, please? Thank you. Senator.
Senator Kelly has a good idea, and that might be to also tie it in with employment of Alaska residents.
And then you get, you know, if we can do that successfully, you get around the point where somebody might just have an office up here.
You can't do it if you got any federal monies coming in, you can't do it.
That's right. But thank you very much.
Yes.
We have some questions for Lisa.
Well, we can send
Lisa.
Do you want to? Any smaller projects here in the state?
I think one of the questions was relative to.
Lisa?
Go ahead, Mr. Chair. Go ahead.
Under the President of Alaska Bidders Preference Act, 37.05.235A, says the pulls a current Alaska business license. That makes him an Alaska bidder. Well, that really doesn't make him anything other than a point man for some bank someplace else. So couldn't we change that language some way where his own home office in Alaska or something like that?
Senator Ray, Mr. Chairman, this is an area of law that's something that I have dealt with very closely. I deal mostly with criminal law. I know that there's a lot of discussion about that. I believe it is, you know, business license or registration, like of a construction contractor or a plumber or whatever the case may be. As far as making any more demands of the residents, I don't know where you start getting into constitutional problems there. There's joint ventures. I really can't answer. I think it's much more complicated for me to address at this point.
Well, if you're going to give them a 10% overlay, or a 10% higher than the lowest non-resident bidder, then we understand then that there are certain constitutional provisions, like it can't be federal funds or anything like that, because then that would be blatantly. These are just state funds where state funds are used. Surely there should be some restrictions on a guy that has state funds.
I suppose the restriction was that they have an Alaska business license. And
well, that means nothing. Anybody can get an Alaska business license.
They have to do business up here.
They don't have to do anything up here to get an Alaska business license. All they have to do is apply and buy it, and they're in business.
But they have to do that.
Yeah, but that will pay $50 for $25 for an Alaska business license, and then I'm an Alaska bidder, and I get a 10% break. But hey, come on now.
I guess it depends on the requirements that are for Alaska business houses. You can make them more stringent if you wanted to.
Well, I think we've got to look into this.
Make Alaska a little more stringent.
I think we're going to look into this. I'd like to, Senator Ray, would you look at this thing a little more carefully, come up with a committee substitute for this?
If we can assign Lisa to me, yeah.
Well, I guess you're, could you have some suggestions that work on this?
She's blushing.
Senator Joey,
Mr. Chairman, I think it also...
It'll take a lot of evening work.
Senator Ray could look into the possibility of tying local highways into at least those contracts that are funded solely by state funds. If we could tie that in somehow, that might get to our problem.
That's the same thing. I mean, you can have the bidder, you can leave the bidder in you want as long as you use the local act.
Senator Bishop.
Mr. Chairman,
Jonathan's got some good ideas.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, I would like to suggest that we also give consideration to another provision that was passed by the legislature but vetoed by the governor for some irrelevant technicality. And that is the provision for in the joint venture, each venturer has to qualify as an Alaska bidder.
Yeah, it says it's under section 37.05.235D. If a joint venture is composed entirely of ventures, it qualifies as a bidder. Everybody has to belong.
Senator Fish, did you conclude your statement before you were...
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Anyone here from the school district?
What for? Anyone here from the school district? Anyone else who wishes to testify on this?
Read that statement.
Sir?
I'm here from the Department of Administration.
Please.
Yes, where you get to go off to work.
My name is Bob Link. I'm the director of the Division of General Services Supply. We're the purchasing folks for the state. We'd be implementing this if it were enacted. We provided the fiscal note, which reflects no increase in cost on anything that we do. We don't feel that it's possible to really calculate the impact of raising the preference from 5% to 10%. If we look at some historical numbers that we looked at, I think we looked at the first 3 months of this year, we spent in the state approximately $15 million. 80% went to in-state vendors. We spent, I believe it was $66 in preference with a 5%. And in years past, the numbers have been up and down. And it's hard to equate the preference to the actual impact on cost. There is a hidden impact which we don't believe is calculable, and that is that somebody says they don't bid because the other people have a handicap, if you will. We don't know how to calculate that. I'd like to add one comment, that is that the present requirement does require that the Alaska bidder has maintained a place of business within the state for a period of 6 months immediately preceding date of the bid.
It isn't a place of business, is it? It's just an Alaska business license.
It's an Alaska business, okay, holds a current Alaska business license, submits a bid for good or services.
Alaska attorney, there's some guy that's just sitting there and he pays $25 for Alaska Outfitters. And that's
a regular business.
Why don't you be quiet?
There are in the state lots of businesses such as the Senator mentions. It's been pointed out to me before by committees that even when the firm operates as a, they refer to them as 10%ers or something, they do business in the state, that the firm still, they still pay taxes, they still buy their groceries at the local grocery store, they still pay for their house and get their loans here.
One guy.
There are some of those, certainly.
Yeah, we're going to force that guy to be in Alaska.
Any further comments you wish to make, sir?
There was a previous bill past couple of years that was vetoed on the subject of having all the people here. And that was, I believe, was vetoed because it was of the impact stated by the testimony from the AGC. Is that there are a lot of firms that have been Alaskan firms. Everybody thinks of them as Alaskan firms, but their home offices are someplace else. From Yukon Equipment to Morrison Knutson, to people like Sears who've been here since, and Montgomery Warrens who've been here for years, who would drop out of their preference.
Any questions?
Thank you, sir.
Well, we've been wanting to move the home office of Sears over to Alaska.
We're going to hold the bill. Senator Fisher and Senator Ray will look into it for a CS. Clarify some of the questions asked. He is also deported to Yugoslavia. I thought you'd like to know that. He doesn't know that yet. But he wasn't here to hear it. Any further to come before the committee?